Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we continue our series of political profiles leading up to next Tuesday's June 9th primary. I call it the election that nobody really knows is even out there, which is not good news.
That's not good news.
Which is not good news for the candidates who've been working very hard. But between COVID-19 and now...
I needed that positive comment to start this off. Thanks a lot, Manny.
I just wanted them to know you had a good sense of humor.
Okay, good. Great.
Dr. Britt Blackwell is with us today. He is seeking re-election to York County Council seat number 6. So, good doctor, with all the new people who have moved here to Rock Hill since you were last on the ballot, who probably haven't had the chance to meet you, tell them a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I'm a Rock Hill native, went to Northwestern High, Clemson University, Medical Center, University of Alabama, grew up on the south side of Rock Hill where middle-class family with real strong blue-collar values, for lack of a better way to say it, and two things my father always taught me was if you don't ever have anything else in your life, always have your integrity. And the other thing was he taught me that if you want something, earn it and work for it and earn it the hard way and put the effort into it to get it. So I've always tried to remember that in my, through school with the teachers respecting what they told me and Clemson University and the medical center. And then in my service to the citizens of York County, I've always tried to remember that and be honored anytime they asked me for assistance and very honored for them to let me sit in their chair. And to finish my background, though, I guess I started my public service on the school board in the 90s. And in 2000, and after two terms there, I went to the State Board of Education where I was appointed to that. And during that time, I gained a lot of experience and connections with the state government people and learning how the state functions and a lot of nice connections there. And I learned how to work with a lot of different people. There are like 17 of us on the state board from all parts of the state. So I learned how to be a consensus builder and served as chairman of the finance committee. And when I left that, after I'd gained that experience, I thought I was ready for the York County Council, which I started after that and been doing that the past two full terms.
You know, one thing that I think all of us learn as we get older, it's the value of relationships. It's not so much what you know, but who you know. And I would imagine in your political career you have found that to be a reality.
Well, over the years of serving at the different offices, you have to learn how to work with people. You have to, like you said, make the connections. I mean, when I started on the York County Council in 2012, I started working hard that year to build the I-77 Alliance, because of some connections I'd made at the state level and got to know Bobby Hitt, who's over the Commerce Department for the state. And, of course, my strong connections with all the members of the legislative delegation. I'm honored to call them all of them friends of mine. You just learn how to take that knowledge and those relationships and use it to the benefit of the citizens of York County.
Okay, so you've been on council for a
two full terms.
All right, and you've been a chairman, past chairman.
Right.
For a number of, how many years were you chairman?
Eight. That's essentially the two full terms.
All right. Now, with that being said, what is it that drives you to want to continue serving on your county council?
You sound like my wife back in February.
Well, I've talked to Martha a little bit.
Okay. Well, as I told her then, this was not the time to step down with the COVID-19 recession that was building up. I just made it clear to her that my experience and knowledge was needed. It wasn't the time to walk away from the citizens of York County. With my background, knowledge, and experience, that's when they really need me the most. So that's why I decided to run again.
I don't think anybody would challenge the fact that this is the most difficult time that not only York County, but the entire nation has been through. And when you look at what we're going through now, I think probably the best example of opportunity that we finally were able to get our arms around is the Carolina Panthers coming to Rock Hill with their headquarters and practice facilities.
Right. I mean, back when I started on the council, in 2012, I started working hard to form the I-77 Alliance because we were coming out of a recession then. And I wanted to have the York County Economic Development Board realign with a lot of corporate executives on there because they knew what brought them, and so they would be the best people to go to see what we could do to bring new industry corporations here. And, you know, the same with the Panther deal. I mean, the football complex was the icing on the cake to me. The biggest thing were the corporate jobs that they're planning to build. And over 13 years, eight years and then five years, second phase, they're assuring us of at least $1 billion in investment. And the tax incentive they get, and what that is essentially we were getting $600
a year
on that property.
Right.
So what we're doing with all the money they invest, we're just cutting back on how much we tax them on the money they've spent already and built. So at the end of that 13 years, if they build anything after that, they don't get any more incentives. So, you know, what they start in the first 13 years, they get over 40 years.
Right.
But after that 13th year, that whatever they build and expand into, it's without the tax incentive. So there was it was just a win-win. There was even the first year when the first COs issued, Certificate of Occupancy, we'll probably get about $600,000 with the tax break incentive we're giving them versus the $600 we're getting now. Plus, it's going to be corporate high-paying jobs.
Right.
It's not going to be a warehouse with the wear and tear on the roads and stuff that was planned to go there.
And the money that the county gives back, when I say give back, does through the tax incentives.
Right, we just take less.
That's exactly right.
Of his own money.
And that money is going to pay for public infrastructure. Right.
Well, I mean, the state, he's paying part of the infrastructure balance, for lack of a better word, on the complex of I-77.
Right.
He's also taking over the Mount Gallen expansion that was going to be three lanes. And it was thought to be about, in pennies, about, I think, if I remember right, $18 or $19 million. He's going to expand it to five lanes and pay the difference.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it's just like when you look to try to find a negative, it would astound me for anybody to find a negative.
All right. So that project is moving on, and I'm sure they're out there pushing dirt already. So as you take a look at the balance of 2020 and maybe into 2021, What kinds of things do you see that the county needs to really get its teeth into to help us get back into our normal flow?
Well, with the recession that now we're in again because of the COVID-19 virus, we've got to refocus on high-paying jobs like I did back in 2012 when I first started. That's extremely important to bring the jobs so we can feed our families. Of course, with our growth, we always want to look at balanced growth and how to have that controlled in the proper way. And always, always we want to have the transparency of government and what we do and conservative fiscal management. I mean, this budget we're looking at right now, we're looking at no tax increase. In fact, we're probably cutting back about 4% out of the budget.
So, and I think it's interesting that you all as a council, and I guess it started last year, maybe it was the year before, went on a program over the next, whatever it is, 5 or 6 years, to basically pay off all the debt that the county has.
Right.
At which time the tax rate for the citizens will drop, I've forgotten what it is, 10%, 15%, I don't know what it is.
A lot, and the thing about it, with the capital projects that we have completed, The little bit of a millage increase we did was going to save the taxpayers about $9-10 million on the capital projects and pay that off a lot sooner, thus saving a lot of taxpayer money.
And it's interesting when you take a look at these capital projects. I know one of them that you're talking about, nobody's agreed to it yet, is the need for an Eastern New York County Justice Center or Detention Center, whatever the heck you're going to call it. And already immediately, your administrative staff said, look, we're going to start squirreling away a few bucks every year.
Right.
So that when we get to this time when we want to pull the trigger on that, if you all decide to pull the trigger, most of the money, if not all the money, will be there.
Well, now you know one reason why I fought so hard to get Kevin Madden here, because he was our auditor, as he was for many counties, cities, and school districts. And when he expressed interest to me that he would consider coming here, I knew he was our man, because he knows how to save money, and he knows how to manage money better than anybody.
Well, and you've got a very good, it seems like a very competent professional staff in place.
Oh, absolutely.
You got a brand new county manager.
Oh, David Husby, he's a great guy. When you say he's a great guy, people, well, what other substance does he have? But he knows what he's doing. He's got a lot of experience, which is so important at this day and time right now with everything we're going through.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You can't talk about your county without talking about Pennies for Progress. It has been absolutely the best example for the state of South Carolina and probably the nation as to how you get roads done when the state isn't going to do them for you.
Right.
And that thing seems to be motoring along, no pun intended, very well.
Oh, I mean, the prime example is Solanese Road.
Sure.
We were the model. I think it first started in 96,
right,
I believe.
Exactly right.
And we're into the Pennies 4 part. And you have a committee of citizens that appoint the priority of roads. The council cannot pick the road priorities, but they rank them, and then if they get toward the end of that list and they run out of money, then it has to bump to the next pennies.
Well, it's a great program. I remember in 96 it passed by only a handful of votes, a couple hundred votes, and over the years people could see exactly what was expected to be done was getting done. And the last time it passed by like 85%. I mean, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I mean, it was like the kind of like our capital projects that were so needed. I mean, our admin building was falling down on the foundation. And we needed to, the kind of county we have, we needed to have a positive image. So the last time they tried to do a bond referendum for that, that crashed and burned. But, you know, this time it got solid support.
Well, and if there's anything that's
if it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
Hey, this is Chuck Boozer with great news from General Motors and Byrne Chevrolet. GM is offering up to 84 months interest-free with no payment due for 120 days on all new trucks, Trax, and select models on approved credit. Find new roads at BurnChevrolet.com. Burns, your right choice.
Welcome to the Bowl!
Moe's Southwest Grill is open and ready to help you get your burrito fix. Visit our Manchester Village location for to-go orders or make your order through our free app. Take advantage of our Moe Monday special now every day. $5.99 for any burrito and chips. Moe's Southwest Grill in Manchester Village.
This is Joel Hamilton. At Schiller and Hamilton, our community is far more than home to us, which is why it pains us to see the effects COVID-19 has had locally. As fathers, we understand the steadfast obligation to keep our family safe. We extend that obligation to keep you and your family safe during this difficult time. If you have experienced a personal injury, let us show you how we can manage your case in our virtual consultation. Visit us at SchillerHamilton.com. From our family to yours, stay strong.
We're local. We've always lived here. We know the market, and just like York County, we're bigger than you think. Local real estate is what Reinhardt Realty discusses weekly in our series, We're Bigger Than You Think, on WRHI. This is Jay Reinhardt. Reinhardt Realty is a family-owned real estate business accountable for over 40 years to our neighbors and friends, and they've become our best references to those looking for reliable, trustworthy real estate services. If you have a real estate need locally, across the nation, or even around the globe, check us out Thursdays here on WRHI and online at ReinhardtRealty.com.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and we apologize. We apparently had some kind of a technical blip, which kind of canceled out the last couple of minutes of our show. So I've asked Dr. Blackwell to stay on with us, and we're going to just run everything a little bit long. I think we are now. Yeah, we just rebooted it up, and we're up and running. You okay, Matthew? Matthew's going to be in my ear here. We're on the air. We're okay. Good. Charlie says we're okay.
Okay.
How do you think, Doc? We're all right?
I hope so.
Sorry about that. So before we got interrupted, we were talking about the value of experience in a time like this when we're dealing with all these issues that we're dealing with.
And, you know, it brings me back to when I first started on council with the recession we were coming out of. We needed to build those jobs, the high-paying jobs, so that's why I focused on the realigning the York County Economic Development Board to get more corporate people on there that knew how to bring businesses here. I fought hard for the I-77 Alliance so we could have a seat at the table at the South Carolina Commerce Department, because before we were kind of, as you had said, the redheaded stepchild of South Carolina, and they thought everything we did was with Charlotte and the Economic Development Board up there, and I thought it would be good to have the best of both worlds. So I fought hard to get that alliance, and with the help of the friends I have on the legislative delegation and the connections I had at the state level, we were able to make it happen.
So as we pointed out at the beginning of the program, this whole business of, quote, relationships, unquote, is probably more a significant factor today than it was just a few months ago.
Well, especially with the recession we're now going through because of COVID-19. And like I told you earlier, when my wife said, are you going to run again? And I just told her it was not the time to step down. It would not be fair to the citizens of York County because my knowledge and experience is needed now more than ever. And it's just real important to take that abilities that I've gained and just use it to the benefit of the citizens of York County.
The other thing that I think we were talking about when we didn't know we were off the air was the quality of the administrative staff that you've been able to put together for York County. It's probably one of the strongest groups that I can remember.
Well, we'll start with Kevin Madden. He controls our finances. He was the auditor for counties, cities, school districts in South Carolina and other states. So when he expressed an interest to me, a willingness to consider coming to York County, I fought very hard to bring him here because he's the man that would tell every county, every school, every city how to spend their money, where they were making mistakes, where they weren't making mistakes. Now he's our guy every day. And then we have our new county manager who has a lot of experience with our tremendous growth. We need that experience. And he's a great guy to deal with, too.
David Huspeth.
David Huspeth.
Yeah.
And a lot of trust from all the members of the county council.
All right. So, again, I want to get you to close out your portion of the program by talking to the voters about the importance of reelecting Britt Blackwell.
Well, like I said, when I mentioned to my wife, when she asked me if I was running again, I said it's extremely important with my knowledge and experience to keep serving the citizens of York County at this critical time when it's needed so critically. From working with economic development and bringing the high-paying jobs to knowing what I know about government and making sure about government transparency to continuing to be the taxpayer watchdog, how we tax people and how we spend the money to make sure we get a great return on investment.
His name is Dr. Britt Blackwell. He is on the ballot. He seeks your vote in the primary next Tuesday for York County Council seat number 6. Doc, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Manning.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And that's going to wrap up this section of our Straight Talk program. Coming up, Chuck Ledford, who is a candidate for York County Council seat number 1, as we continue our Straight Talk broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, prepared in a magical way that most people know. And we're going to say it at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, as we continue our political profiles for today. And second up on the deck is Chuck Ledford. He is one of the candidates for York County Council seat number one. This is the seat being vacated by Michael Johnson, who is going to run for the state Senate. So here we go. Chuck, how are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing great, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. And thank you personally for what you do for the community.
Well,
you keep people informed.
Thank you.
I listen to you as often as I can in my man cave. Turn you on and listen to me.
Right.
I got a lot to say.
Well, tell everybody a little bit about Chuck Ledford.
All righty. I'm a native of Georgia, but I grew up in the Carolinas. My family moved to North Carolina when I was very, very young. I went through the school system in North Carolina. I have a degree in civil engineering. My wife, Beverly, and I have three children and five grandchildren and one great-grandson. We're members of Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. I'm proud to say that. And we live in Carrollwood Development, which is on Gold Hill Road.
Okay.
And started in 1983, and man, has it gone through a lot of changes since 1983.
How's the traffic trying to get out from your subdivision?
That's one of the reasons why I'm running. I think all my opponents are running for that reason, too, that roads and fixing the roads. And
you know, well, you anticipated my next question, which is, why do you want to? I gather you have not been in politics before?
Depends on what type of politics you're talking about.
Running for elected office.
I've ran for elected offices in quite a few different organizations in the past, but not on the government level.
Not on the public ballot.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, why?
Why? Well, it all started about 8 years ago, and I think that's where a lot of our problems started was 8 years ago. I just wasn't very happy with the way things were going. I wasn't very happy with the county council and what they were doing with the area and the attitude that they were taking toward development. I moved from Charlotte to Carrollwood. Charlotte got completely messed up as far as their traffic and the inner core of the city itself. That's back before the bypass was in. They couldn't even figure out where to put it. So I decided that, hey, maybe I can do something different. At least I hope so. Maybe we can learn from the past, you know, doing the same thing over and over again like these cities have been doing. I think the definition of that is stupid.
I think it's called insanity.
Yeah, but we keep doing the same thing. I mean,
so with that being said, as you say, you moved down from Charlotte
right
to here, and you just find yourself in the middle of the same thing, correct?
It's coming. I thought at one time there'd be a Charlotte, North Carolina, or South Carolina.
No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
No. We're not going to let that happen.
That wall's still up there.
But the traffic and the growth issues are very real, and the tools you have in your toolbox to deal with that are somewhat limited, are they?
Yes. Traffic issues or, you know, lack of roads, lack of maintenance on those roads. That's a big state thing there. And it's going to take some cooperation from various individuals. I was after the person in this area for some time about the amount of money that we were getting back for what was paid in. At one time, we were getting 2 cents for every 16 cents paid in. And a rep at that time seemed to think that that was very adequate, plus the C funds that he was getting. So...
Well, we have raised the gas tax two pennies a year for the last, I think this is the third year, and it's going to be 6 years of it. It's going to go 12 cents. Is it 12 or 16 cents? I can't even remember. But anyway.
It was 5 years, 2 cents a year.
10 cents? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that was one of the biggest tax increases that the state of South Carolina has ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was passed over the veto of the governor.
Right. So, but the issue is not so much the gas tax going up, but that portion that we pay in to the gas tax pool, we ain't getting 100% of that back.
Absolutely.
We're a donor county.
Yeah, they call that revenue sharing. A big fancy word for taking York County money and spending it. And so, you know, we got 46 counties in the state. And it's going to be a very difficult thing to get somebody to change it. You know, you get a smaller county that don't have anywhere near the traffic that we got. You know, we got these big bridges with somebody's name on them or four-lane roads out in the middle of nowhere.
So how would you attempt to work on that issue?
What's going to have to happen there is some cooperation between the state representatives, and on a local basis.
Right.
At one time, you know, I think they were just throwing their hands up. They said, hey, you know, I can't do anything about that because that's a state issue. That's not a county issue. Right. So, but, you know, my question for them was, do you not have a phone? Can you not pick up and call the representative and say, hey, we need some help here, buddy? You know, how about a little help over here? They didn't even want to try, you know. So just amazing to me that the amount of money. You know, we actually had surplus of money. You know, C funds, you know, it had a surplus of money.
Well,
and now I understand they're cutting back on C funds because of pennies for progress.
Well, no. In fact, the C fund allocation is supposed to be somewhat higher this year because the gas tax revenue is a little bit higher. Not a tremendously bigger amount, but it's going to be higher.
I think that amounts, you know, probably somewhere around, what, about $400,000 a year that the district, at the direction of the council person or council rep, can spend on those various processes.
So you have gone through a litany of Chuck Ledford versus Tom Audette versus Debbie Cloninger on key issues.
I did not do the original on that.
You didn't
that
do the original?
That was done.
Okay.
But I have a Facebook page, and that was posted on there, and I got some really unusual comments.
Of course, you have a lot of question marks by certain issues from the other people.
I don't know where they stand. Nobody knows where they stand.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I mean, you read their literature, their campaign literature, and it says, I'm a good guy, vote for me.
Right.
I'm a good guy. Vote for me.
So what?
You need an agenda to run for office. Yeah. You know, don't we need to say, hey, this is what we're going to do when you elect us?
All right. So, Mr. Nice Guy, tell us what your agenda is then.
Okay. My agendas. First of all, you know, these particular bullet points are not in any particular order. They're something that's come about over some time and some thoughts and people asking me questions. Things like the homestead exemption is one of my pet peeves. The homestead exemption has been the same since 1972. A lot of people don't even know about it that are qualified to get it. You know, it's currently $50,000 reduction in the appraised value of your property.
So you think it should be what?
At least twice that.
At least 100. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And in 1972, the average price of a house was $65,000. So it was a thing in 1972, but today the average price of a house is what, $250,000,
$300,000? So, where you live, it's even higher.
Yeah, I saw a sign the other day, you know, $400,000, you know. So
average price of a home, a new home in Fort Mill is $420,000.
Yeah. Right. It's really gone up.
What else is on your agenda?
So that's another one is the county water and sewer availability. I live in Carrollwood Development, and we, like so many developments, are dependent on another party for our water and sewer. Would you believe my water bill and sewer bill is $150, $160 a month?
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
Whew.
I'll bring you a copy of it.
I don't want it.
And those people down in Columbia just keep giving these people double-digit rate increases every year.
So we've heard these cases over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how you get out of that contract with the third
party. The only
way
would be to buy them out.
Buy them out. And that's going to take the county to do that.
Yeah, the county would have to do that.
Would that be something you would want to push on?
You know, I would think so. It depends on what the situation is. They brought all of their systems under one umbrella at one time. And when they did that, you know, like my development is actually financing. I feel they are. They're financing water and sewer in other developments since they're all bringing it under one and their operating expenses. And that's what gives them these double-digit rate increases. They're in areas serviced in water and sewer that they shouldn't be.
No.
I mean, the county should be supplying that. If you look at a map of the city limits around Fort Mill, I mean, it is fragmented all over the place. It just touches, but it's a complete disaster. But in the meantime, I'm paying for it. I mean, I get these stupid water bills every month. You know, it's crazy.
Of course, the county provides water and sewer primarily through Rock Hill.
Yes.
All right?
Right.
So you'd like to see the third party out of this deal.
Absolutely.
And have a deal struck with the county.
Right.
Okay. Yep. What else is on your agenda? Because we're running out of time.
Okay. All righty. Another thing that that I really like is the idea of a an advisory committee, someone to advise and to help me. You know, I don't know everything. I don't know anybody that does. Two heads are better than one. Three's better than two.
Okay.
So I definitely think that, and I know plenty of good citizens who would be willing to devote their time to act in that capacity. So that's one of the things that I would do. The next thing we need to do, we need to get rid of this 2% concession tax. I mean, that just burns me. I mean, we're here in this deli, and you go over there and buy a hamburger, and it's 9% tax on it. That is absolutely crazy.
You know, you you'd be very hard-pressed to get rid of that.
Well, I'm going to do my very best.
All right.
Okay.
I got you.
So that's another one. We're all for better roads.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
County planning and zoning, I've had so many complaints voiced against those people. Everybody's got a story to tell about county zoning and planning. We have no planning.
I don't know about that. I mean,
I don't think we do.
I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in these large plans.
But they don't take advantage. You know, they run a study on something or another and says don't do that, and they do it anyway.
All right, you got 30 seconds left to tell everybody why they should vote for you.
I'm a good guy. You need to vote for me.
Now you're down to 20.
Now I'm down to 20. No, I think I can make a difference. I really do. I think it's time for change. I'm a firm believer in term limits. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'm for that. A lot of these people, they change their tune when they get into office, and they need to remember that that part of their platform was what helped them, you know, put them there.
All right, his name is Chuck Ledford. He's one of the Republican candidates for county council seat number one, the one being vacated by the incumbent, Michael Johnson. Chuck, thanks for being with us. Thanks for throwing your hat in the ring and agreeing to run.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Chuck, you can join in on this. It's right here. The white letters make all the magic, and we're going to say them together. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right, that'll wrap up our program. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.